Representative Thomas, and I'm going to recognize Ms. Smith, who is from Searsport and has worked on this.
So, if we, Mr. Chairman, if we vote on this either today or next week,
or Thursday,
then that's going to eliminate any possibility of legislation being proposed by those of us who oppose this executive order. And so, if I wanted to leave here, go to the revisor's office and put in a bill, this is it's going to be done. The Department of Transportation will have conveyed this conservation easement, and there's no one doing it. Is that correct?
If this executive order were signed?
If we vote yes, the governor signs the order, then the Department of Transportation will convey this before the legislature would ever have time to act to stop it.
Yes, but I will remind the representative that this committee voted to accept that conservation easement.
On the condition that the permits be in hand
before it was conveyed.
And so if those of us who still want to abide by that original vote that we took November 18th and believe that we need those permits in hand before we go giving away 600 acres of state property, then we can't stop it. This vote is our only opportunity.
Let me see. If, for instance, I'm going to try to play this out as you've described it. If we did take a vote on this and it approved, and you were in the minority, and your concern was that you didn't want to have a conservation easement signed before there was a port in hand, you would still have...
That easement would be conveyed, wouldn't it, Mr. Chair?
It would. And would it be conveyed, would it be effective upon the signing? I'm going to turn to Ms. Tilburg. Would an easement be effective upon the signing?
Typically, it would be effective upon signing and registering in the Registry of Deeds.
And registering in the Registry of Deeds.
And I think
there isn't like a piece of legislation where there's a 90-day or something. It's not like that.
Not like that.
Yeah, then I think that, yes.
And I would just remind the committee that because of LD 277, you essentially are a mini-legislature. So even in a, you know, in that sense, a majority.
All right. Would
the larger body, a majority here, is the outcome.
Yeah, it is the outcome. Thank you. That's a good point. I guess I want to get back to be clear on yours because that's a big concern. So if, in fact, there was a vote taken here in this committee and it was a favorable vote to accept this executive order and everything that I've talked about, then that would preempt. Yeah, it's final. Yeah.